The new year marks an exciting time for a handful of new food service operations in our region, and as usual, our friends at Sauce Magazine are with us with their hit list of most promising and must-try establishments. Joining me in studio are Catherine Claney, Managing Editor of Sauce, and Meera Nagarajan, Magazine Art Director. Do I have your name right?
Yeah, you did great.
For some reason, I have difficulty with it.
No, you did great. Forgive
me if I get it wrong. Anyway, it's nice to see you both. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Glad you're with us. And lots to talk about today. A couple of new twists, I notice, in the list that you sent in advance. Not only places, establishments where you can eat and drink, but also where you can buy equipment
for your
kitchen or whatever.
Absolutely. Hit List is not just where you can dine, but it's also where you can drink, and it's where you can purchase things for your own kitchen to get creative at home. So we definitely have a gamut this month.
We do. And a lot of the action is taking place in the Grove, I see, which is a further indication that little neighborhood is really on the move.
Absolutely. That neighborhood is popping. We have 4 of the 7 places all opened in the same stretch of Manchester in the Grove. It's great.
It is great. Well, let's get started because we have a lot of ground to cover in our limited time. Meera, let's start with you. And again, we're going right to the Grove. It's the URB is what I'm talking about here, right?
That's right. The URB, it stands for Urban Research Brewery. So it's from the people that have Urban Chestnut Brewing Company, which is also in the Grove. It's actually this new place is across the street. And they are a consumer research bar and pilot brewery. So what that means is they're going to be testing a bunch of experimental beers. And for $1, you can go in there, get a flight of about 4 different beers, up to 2 ounce pours. And then you give feedback to them online. And they also have a number of pizzas, which you can buy by the slice or whole. And some of those are kind of experimental, too, like a sunchoke pizza with jalapenos and Frank's hot sauce. So you can get pizza and beer. And what's a better combination than that?
There is none. There is none. You know, the Urban Chestnut people are very aggressive, aren't they, in terms of expansion and trying new things?
Yeah. I mean, they started out just a few years ago, it seems like, and they're all over the place. You can find their bottles in grocery stores. They're in taps and bars all over the city, and so they're doing great stuff, and their food has been really great too. In the Grove and now at URB, it's really delicious. So if beer isn't your thing, at least you could get a really great meal there too.
All right. Well, it's good to hear that they're expanding, and we'd like to hear that about our local enterprises. Catherine, what do you have next?
Still in the Grove, one of the shops we just discussed, Lemon Gem Kitchen Goods. We're excited to finally have a locally owned kitchen goods store in the city. A lot of them are out in the county, so we're excited to see this one nearby. This is a really gorgeous little shop. It's got cheery windows and it's bright yellow. You can't miss it when you're driving down. And it's filled with kitchen gadgets, goods, and you can pick up the basics, like your pots and your pans and your kitchen knives. But owner Beth Stiles also sells a lot of locally made artisan goods. One of my coworkers actually got me for a Secret Santa gift a screen printed dish towel from a local artist line named Sprouted Kitchen. And then you can buy Missouri oak rolling pins made by local woodworkers. So there's a good mix of basics and sort of splurges there. And then across the street from Lemon Gem and just down a little bit is Intoxicology in the Grove. And this is if you're going to be stocking your bar cart at home or you're going to be having a cocktail party of your own, this is sort of your one-stop shop for the home bartender. They have everything from the spirits that you need to the bitters and the shrubs to this vintage glassware that you can serve everything in. The bitter selection particularly impressed us. There's not just the Angostura or the Peychauds that people are aware of. They have more than 60 varieties of bitters. So you can get everything from the classics to peppercorn bacon or cherry cedar, whatever you want to do to make a really creative and fun cocktail.
And you can buy the alcohol there as well?
You can. You can buy the alcohol, the glassware, the stuff you need to make it. It's a really nice one-stop shop, and everyone there is very helpful. You go in and say, I want to make a Manhattan, and they will help you find everything in the store to make that drink at home.
That means they have to have a liquor license as well.
They do have a small tasting bar that you can go in and sample products so that you can make sure that the product that you buy is actually something you're going to enjoy at home before you spend $50 on a bottle of liquor. So,
$50 on a bottle of liquor. What are you drinking?
Green Chartreuse is not a cheap investment, but it is so worth it. I will just throw that out there.
Okay. Well, let's go Chinese.
Oh.
Meera?
That's me. So Kate's Zone Chinese Cafe is in Youth City, and the food that they're making over there comes from the Dongbei region in China, so the northeastern part of China. And we tried a number of dishes over there. You know, their English translations of their Chinese menu can be a little mysterious, but once you figure it out, you'll be happy that you did, because we tried sliced beef with onion and special sauce, and it's thinly sliced beef with onions and this dark, really savory sauce, and it came served over sticky rice and a sunny side up egg, which was really delicious. For a nice vegetarian option, we had a fried eggplant dish that had like pieces of eggplant battered and fried and tossed in the sweet and salty and garlicky brown sauce, which was really, you know, it's a good vegetarian choice, and it was savory and filling. And we also tried a Szechuan spicy shrimp that had the shell on and the head on, so you can be a little bit more adventurous with that one. You could peel it and eat it, or you could just go all in and just try it with the shell on.
Avoid it altogether.
It's worth it. It was good. I tried it shell on.
Great. Well, you know, the next one, I think this one is yours, Mira, as well. It sort of caught my attention because it's really fairly exotic, isn't it? We're talking Nepalese food. That's not something you find every day.
That's right. Well, I mean, they have Indian food and Nepalese dishes, and it's called Himalayan Yeti, and they're on South Kings Highway. We tried a couple of things there that I'd never had before. You know, we tried a Himalayan chicken momo, which was like a fried dumpling, and it had this spiced ground chicken inside, and it came with this tomato sesame dipping sauce, which is a great starter. They had a starter on their menu that I didn't get to try that I'm looking forward to, which is their samosa chaat, which is Indian kind of street food. It's samosa with yogurt and different spices and chickpeas and chutneys and stuff. So it's a really great savory filling dish. It's technically an appetizer, but it's really good when I've had it. We also tried a lamb dish called lamb Rogan Josh, which was this tender lamb in this curry sauce. It's really kind of warmly spiced, and we got it with their naan, which I thought was really pillowy and delicious. And I love naan. I eat it all the time, and they had a really great version. And so I liked it. I would definitely go back. They also have bindi masala on their menu, which is a sauteed okra with onion that is one of my favorites. So I'm looking forward to trying that.
Do you think people have to be particularly adventurous to try a place like this?
No, I think you just have to have a level of understanding of how much heat you can handle, and just ask your waiter to kind of guide you through that menu, and they'll help you decide what's mild and what's a good thing to start with if you're unfamiliar.
Don't be afraid to ask the servers.
Don't be afraid at all.
Yeah. Okay. Catherine?
Sort of jumping from India and Nepal to back to Europe, we are Gezellig Tap House and Bottle Shop, also open in the Grove. This is a beer bar. It's named Gezellig, which is a Dutch word, and it's sort of a concept that means a really convivial, cozy environment. It's a sense of togetherness, and that's what the owner was really striving for at this place. So this is two parts. It has a 28 tap list of seasonal or special release beers, mix of local and national brands. And if nothing excites you there, you can head. They have a whole wall of refrigerated bottles and cans, hundreds of options, all the way from two cases of local beer all the way to Belgium and Japan. They have a ton of options you can try. And you can drink them there or buy them to go. So if you want to have a beer and hang out with some friends, you can do that. But if you're on your way to somebody's house and you just need a beer to grab on the way over, you can swing by and pick it up there as well. And then the other, sort of sticking with the beer theme, The Hill just had a new brewery open, Second Shift Brewing, which has been around for a while, but it was located in New Haven, Missouri. They have moved to their new home at 1601 Sublette. So it's kind of in the middle of that industrial train yard park. But it's really a large warehouse that's been divided into two parts by a large rack of barrels. On one side is the brewing equipment, and on the other side is the tasting room. There's around 8 taps that are dedicated to second shift's beer and another 5 or so that are dedicated to regional guest taps like our local Perennial Artisan Ales and Oscar Blues. Bottled beers are also available. Our recommendation, look for a fruited Second Shift Katie is one of their Brett beers, and look for that or a fruited variant of it. They've done some really delicious peach or raspberry or plum, and that's always rotating, and it's fantastic.
Sounds great. You always bring with us some information on places that are about to open or will be opening soon, as well as some that are closing.
Absolutely. 2017 is starting with a lot of new locations and new projects from some longtime favorites here in town. It was just announced yesterday that Scott Sandler, who owns the Neapolitan pizzeria Pizzoli in Soulard, He is opening a New York-style pizza restaurant called Pizza Head in the South Grand Dining District this spring. So keep an eye out for that. He does great Neapolitan pizza. I'm sure he'll do great New York as well. Tom Schmidt owns Salt and Smoke in the Del Mar Loop. He has just announced that he is opening a second location of that barbecue restaurant in the former Matthew's Kitchen space in Southampton. He's doing quite a bit of renovation on that space, so look for a June opening. That's going to be a little bit. Co-owners Mike and Liz Randolph are opening a second location of their very successful breakfast and lunch spot Half and Half. The current one is in Clayton, and there is going to be a second one in Webster Groves. Look for that in late spring or early summer, and that's going to be in the current space that currently houses First Watch. And then Olive and Oak, which was one of our best new restaurants of 2016, they have just announced that they will be opening a fast casual concept next door to their restaurant. The space doesn't have a name yet, but they will be looking for an early summer opening. So lots of big projects from some names that we're excited for.
There are always some closings, too. And Mira, I'll just ask you about Fisher's over in Belleville. We only have a few seconds left. And I just mentioned that because it's been around for a long time, and that's going to shock a lot of people if they're going out of business.
Yeah, they did. They have been around for a really long time, and they cited other banquet halls and chain restaurants opening in the area as being a reason for their having to close. And, you know, people are sad to see it go.
They are. It's tough business, this restaurant business. I want to thank you both, Catherine Claney and Mira Nagarajan of Sauce Magazine. You will help folks to follow Sauce Magazine on Facebook and Twitter. I know you want to get that out there.
Absolutely.
For the latest scoops about openings and new restaurants.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.